right. Well, we talked with Governor Whitmer earlier this morning. The state legislature has been busy as well reacting to COVID-19. Joining us right now from MLive.com, Emily Lawler. Emily, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So you cover the state capitol. We talk from time to time about Lansing politics. How has the capitol changed in the last week? What's different in Lansing?
Yeah, well, my colleague Lauren Gibbons was there late on Tuesday night. So one thing that's been a little bit different is the schedule. So they stayed late, got some bills out of the way that they've been working on for a while, but then also did another $125 million in spending for the state to respond to coronavirus.
That's huge. I mean, that's huge and probably necessary, too, huh?
I think that there is a feeling that, you know, the state has to respond. Of course, Governor Whitmer, you mentioned, is doing a lot of executive orders, but there's a monetary piece that comes with that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. They've had to act swiftly on this, too, in unusual circumstances.
Yeah, definitely. At one point, the House had considered paring down on some non-essential staff on the House floor. And, you know, they got a special exemption to be able to meet. The governor had issued first the 250-person meeting ban and then the 50-person meeting ban. But the legislature is carved out of those. Obviously, there's 110 members of the House of Representatives. So they would be violating that 50-person meeting ban if they weren't carved out.
And this all seems to be done in a pretty bipartisan fashion thus far, doesn't it?
I mean, I think that there's been some, you know, there's always a little bit of a political edge on what happens at the Capitol, but I do think that people are coming together and recognizing the seriousness of the coronavirus and what the state can do to address it.
I mean, every facet of everybody's life has been interrupted or somehow altered by coronavirus. The state legislature was in the midst of preparing a budget. What is this going to do to the budget process, do you suppose?
Yeah, they are keeping at this point once a week meetings in place. I think that those will be used to respond to any of the coronavirus pressing concerns. But the budget can go on for a little bit. Obviously, they're trying to get it done by this July 1st deadline that I think they put in place after the last budget cycle. But I would expect to see that timeline crunched a little bit. They are already through some of the subcommittees and stuff like that have been meeting. So it's not completely, it's not as if they're at the very beginning stages, but of course that timeline will be a little crunched. And I think people are hoping that after maybe a month or 2 months, that, you know, we'll be back a little bit to business as normal.
Yeah. It's going to take some time. Anything else on the immediate horizon for the legislature as it relates to the coronavirus?
You know, I'm watching the governor's office for cues right now, especially since the legislature has pared down their meeting schedule a little bit. But I think that the governor has been really proactive. She's said herself that she's taken a lot of aggressive measures in terms of controlling the spread. So I think that we can probably expect some more action to originate in the governor's office, and perhaps the legislature will get involved a little bit down the line.
All right. We'll be following it. Emily, thanks for your time this morning. Really appreciate it very much.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. Take care. Bye now.